Hello, I'm Chip Alexandru. In this episode, I cover artificial intelligence applied to customer service and will feature an interview with Chris Kellner, VP of Sales and Partnerships at Digital Genius. We'll talk specifically about customer service automation, a fast and efficient way to solve the most common customer requests. Customer service is an area where artificial intelligence is used extensively for several reasons. Great customer service drives customer satisfaction, brand equity, and financial impact, which allows for an easy investment case. It requires managing a large volume of interactions, and many of these, while appearing unique to each customer, are actually repetitive similar workflows. Automating customer service at scale requires text voice understanding or natural language processing, and potentially integrations with other internal processes such as shipments, deliveries. These are areas where AI has made significant progress and is particularly effective. Finally, COVID-19 has accelerated the need for effective customer service that can handle the increasing number of online interactions. All big tech companies, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Facebook, developed and offered chatbot-like services. One of the most interesting and advanced underlying technologies is GPT-3, developed by OpenAI, the research lab started by Elon Musk, and transformed into a commercial enterprise. GPT-3 is built on a simple premise: given a certain text, predict the next word. In order to do so, it was trained on a very large internet dataset. It even developed the ability to do simple math calculations just through reading text on the internet. If it was able to figure simple math, it is likely to figure out answers to most common customer service questions. There are many successful AI startups covering specific areas and solutions for customer service. We discussed some of them in past episodes. In episode 16, I discussed with Sanji Alwis from Gamelan, a Boston-based startup, about their unique approach to conversational agents that learn through ingesting all available information while allowing human experts to audit and modify the models to improve accuracy. In episode 17, I discussed with Zed Enam from Cresta about improving human expertise in customer service through learning from past successful conversations and suggesting in real time next best messages. This is the most listened to episode so far. I highly recommend it. And finally, just before the break, episode 28, I discussed with Claire Xiong from Jui Technologies about their leading text and voice chatbot that is the market leader in China. We will now continue with my conversation with Chris from Digital Genius. After the recording, I will summarize my key takeaways. I'm talking to Chris Kellner, Global VP Sales and Partnerships at Digital Genius. Digital Genius automates repetitive interactions with customers with the help of AI. It was recently selected as a part of PwC UK Scale program, a program that aims to take already proven startups to the next level. Chris, thank you for joining. Please introduce yourself and Digital Genius.
Perfect. Hi, Chip. Thank you very much for having us today. So as you said, I'm Chris Kellner, Global VP of Sales at Digital Genius, been with Digital Genius for the last 4.5 years. And in summary, Digital Genius is the AI platform for retail and e-commerce that delivers automated resolutions for support tickets, resulting in incredible customer satisfaction and operational savings.
Chris, customer service has come a long way. I am going through fewer instances where I have to wait on the phone for 30 minutes to get a problem solved. I think, however, that most of the improvement came from businesses developing self-service tools that actually takes customer service interactions out of the equations, rather than radically improving customer service across the board. Do you agree? And what do you think is the future and the further potential in customer service?
Yeah, I think now for the large majority of e-commerce and traditional retailers, customer service is still very manual. And it's been brought to light over the last few weeks and months where e-commerce volumes have been growing and there's been a lot of stories out there that companies just can't cope. And ultimately, it means the consumer suffers from having to wait for a long time just to get a response to a simple inquiry like, where is my order? So I think today it's still manual, but I think we're going to a point where slowly, of course, automation is playing an important role. And I think where we're at today is automation is supporting the human, but the majority is still done by the human. In the coming years, that will change, and the humans will just be there for the very nuanced, maybe 10 to 20% of the customer service interactions where it really needs them to take over. And as the systems become smarter, you know, they'll be able to automate at least half and probably more than all of the customer service tickets that come into a business.
So moving on to Digital Genius, what specific problems does Digital Genius solve and how does it work?
So I think there's two parts to a problem in a customer service department. One is in e-commerce and retail, growing volumes because more people are shopping online and more people are using tools like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and live chat. And peaks because of Christmas, Black Friday, make it very difficult for a team of agents to manage the volume coming in. And either a business needs to go and hire a whole load more people, which is not realistic, or they hire a whole load more people for peaks. And at the same time, the consumer expectations are growing. Customer service is often the key differentiator between a consumer choosing one company over another. And ultimately, customer service can make the difference. Therefore, you want to be able to provide your customers an immediate resolution in the channels that they choose. So those are the two problems that we try and tackle at Digital Genius. Our approach is something called conversational process automation. And it's all in taking conversations, combining them with processes so that we can resolve queries end to end.
So you offer two-player mode, so to speak, fully automated and human in the loop. You already mentioned that there is an evolution, perhaps even a conversion to more automation. So what are some of the applications or the specific type of interactions that you think will be fully automated versus the one that you'll have always human in the loop?
It's a good question. So I think when it comes to fully automated, for e-commerce and retail companies, the obvious things is things like orders, refunds, returns, missing items, quality issues, where it's fairly straightforward to understand what the customer is asking. And then there's some process behind it. Maybe there's some information in, say, Shopify, or there's some information at FedEx, or there's some information at Swiss Post. I think the agent-guided automation is really there for the edge cases where maybe something has gone wrong and say you've ordered something and the package has got lost. And therefore, AI can tell the advisor or agent that the package has got lost. However, it may require the human agent to go and call FedEx and tell them, ask them, or maybe they need to reship the whole device. So I think it will be the agent-guided automation areas more for the edge cases where the AI couldn't fully automate the case.
In customer service, there are multiple channels and also multiple way of interaction. There is text, which you do, and then there is also a voice. How do you see the interplay between the evolution between the two and over time?
Yeah, so I think from the consumer element, consumers are switching away from the phone to more real-time channels such as WhatsApp, Facebook, live chat. Which is good because from an AI perspective, actually, when you're interacting with a brand on those channels, all you care about is getting a resolution to your problem. You're not too worried about speaking to somebody and getting their guidance. If you've got a problem, you just want it solved. However, when it comes to the voice channel, I think when you pick up the phone, hearing a robot at the end of the phone is not what you're looking for and is not the best customer experience. I don't think there's many brands. You might have an IVR, but the IVR almost always takes you through to the human agent. I think for now, AI is well placed on text channels. I think that will evolve with everything that Amazon is doing and Google is doing. I think that the idea of talking to, you know, you talk to your Alexa, so why couldn't you go and talk to a British Gas to change your subscription? So I think over time that will change. But I think for now, the best applications are on the text channels.
Could you comment a bit about the technology? So how, for example, you're able to screen incoming messages to figure out, is it an easy type of message or is it a complex one that might require some human intervention?
So yeah, that's all based on the algorithms that we've developed. So a message will come into our system. We will read it and we will turn it into mathematical vectors, which ultimately at the end mean we can apply a confidence threshold. So how certain the system is, it's got the right answer. And generally, if it's more than 95% certain, we'll be confident enough to automate that to the end consumer. But if it is less, then we'll default to a human agent. So it's based off us reading the incoming message. And how we do that is two ways when it comes to training the data. We have highly optimized pre-built AI models, which work in multiple languages for multiple use cases for common things like refunds, returns, orders, where we've trained them over many years and on many millions of historical customer service records. So we have highly optimized models for these types of use cases. So we can go into a customer and we wouldn't require their data. However, for every business, there'll be some nuances, some, you know, something that they might sell that no one's ever sold before, or some technical problems that they may receive that another company wouldn't. So for that, we would train the system on historical records. So previous interactions between agents and customers, we would feed the system and create a brand new bespoke model for that customer.
Do you think explainability is important? And also in order to be able to audit outcomes to make sure that they are the right outcomes?
Very important, yeah. And I think that's something that we've learned as we've gone through the last few couple of years, where customers don't want to hear that everything is in a black box and the system is just sending out random pieces of information. Our customers want to know what's going on. So we've developed a feature called Tracker. What that means is you can take a ticket, load it into our system, and then you can see exactly what's happened. So if someone says, "Where's my order?" you can see why the system predicted it was an order status inquiry. If the parcel was in transit, you can see what was the tracking number, what was the carrier, and where was it. So yes, it's very important, and it's something we've spent quite a lot of time developing because our customers kept asking for it.
How do you measure performance towards improved customer experience?
There's multiple factors. The easiest one is in automation rates, right? Because we can say if we can automate 30% of a customer's volume, this is going to be the projected business saving or the number of less people that you'll need to hire. Customers don't want to be waiting days or even hours to get their response. So we measure, you know, what is the reduction in wait time? Generally, for the responses that we provide, you know, wait times is almost zero. And then the last piece is in CSAT and NPS, which is, of course, important. And on all the answers our system provides, we can track kind of customer satisfaction against that answer to be sure that we're providing a positive response. If for whatever reason we're not, we can then go back in and adjust the text to make sure next time around it's architected in a way that will satisfy what the customer is asking.
Chris, in what industries is Digital Genius used, and could you share some success stories?
Our system today is used across kind of multiple industries, you know, retail and e-commerce, travel, financial services. However, in the last 6 months, we've decided to really focus on having a plug-and-play offering for retail and e-commerce. This is where we see a lot of demand based on everything that's going on in the world and where we've had a lot of success. So, you know, I can share maybe one customer which might be familiar to you in Zurich would be On Running. So On Running, co-founded by Roger Federer, is a challenger brand to Nike and Adidas, beginning to grow very fast. A couple of interesting stories from them. So they were growing like a lot of e-commerce companies, you know, 200% year over year, had about 30 people on their customer happiness team, as they described it. And they wanted to scale with AI and automation rather than people. So we were automating about almost half of their entire customer service volume. During the COVID pandemic, they put a special promotion out to healthcare workers where they offered 50% off their trainers, and the demand was huge. I think they had 8 times more sales than they had during the Christmas peak. And of course, with 8 times more sales, they saw the same in customer service tickets. And naturally, with such a surge in demand, their wait times increased. So people were saying, "Where's my order?" So we saw a huge increase in "Where's my order?" Then people were saying, "I want to return my shoes." Then we saw a huge spike in return. So actually, we were able to automate 78% of all of the tickets they were receiving, I think at about 90% of all order status inquiries. So it, again, has been really dramatic and saved them a lot of money, but also has enabled them to continue to offer their customers an amazing service.
Let's zoom in a bit into working with Digital Genius. What does an implementation look like? What type of infrastructure and data is required for the Digital Genius models to be able to generate the automation?
Yeah, so what's required? So what we need, generally we integrate into a customer's existing ticketing system. So they might need to have a Salesforce or Zendesk in place. Then we would need to understand a little bit on, every business has some nuances to how they handle orders, deliveries, returns. So we would need to understand those nuances. And if there are any systems that they have where they house their orders, maybe Shopify or Magento, we would need to have access to those systems. Assuming we can get access to all of those elements, actually implementation is really straightforward because we've built this plug and play offering with out the box AI, pre-built integrations with carriers and pre-built processes. We can implement in a matter of days. So we've had one customer actually who had a real demand here in the UK because they had a huge email backlog where we were able to implement in 2 days. That was a lot of late nights. So I don't know if we'd be able to do that again, but generally, you know, we hope to implement within a week and go live within 2 weeks.
What languages do you cover?
So we support any language. We're a fully language agnostic platform. Today, we're live in more than 20 languages, which includes things like Chinese, Japanese, Arabic. And it's fairly normal for us to support our customers in more than one language.
Chris, since we're getting to the end, the final question. What do you think are some of the opportunities of conversational AI in enterprise beyond customer service?
It's a good question because that's what we're beginning to see. We work with some fast-moving technology e-commerce companies, also some luxury brands, and that's the questions that they're beginning to ask us. I think we see it going from customer service to sales. They're asking where a product might, you know, where they might buy a product, or is this product better than this product for them? I think it's having a conversational experience that ultimately can drive sales. And we've started to work on that, and we're seeing some encouraging results from some of our customers already in that space.
Chris, this was great, very informative. Thank you very much and good luck.
No problem. Thank you, Chip. Good to speak with you.
Let's wrap it up with my three takeaways on AI for customer service. If you are a business that has customer service, as most businesses do, and you're not using AI, you are missing out, either on speed or accuracy to solve requests or cost effectiveness. Customer service is an area where the return on investment of AI is proven, so give it a try. Number two, great customer service is not only about great interactions and conversations, but also about integration with other internal processes to allow swift resolution. This is why Digital Genius proposition is so unique and valuable. Number three, in this new normal with employees given the option to work remotely, starting jobs without in-person onboarding, the same technology that powers customer service will also be used to facilitate internal communication, exchange of information, onboarding, and managing internal services.